Can you believe that? Ugh, I'm never going on Tinder again. I hate that place. I hate it. I swear I meet the strangest people on there. I cannot believe that. First date together and he wants to hook up in the back of his tiny ass car. Like, why do you think I'm gonna give it out that easily, dude? I don't know you. Ugh, so gross, I swear. It's so disgusting. I knew it. Every single time I reinstall the app, I regret it. Because I end up meeting somebody like this, and it's just one bad experience after the other, and then they rack up, and it's a million disgusting experiences. I don't know. I don't know, I guess I just miss being with somebody. But, you know me, I'm not the kind of person to do something like that off the get-go. I like to be fully comfortable, and I need to trust the person that wants to do that with me. It's really embarrassing, because I've never really done much besides kissing, you know? I don't know why I'm telling you this. I'm sorry. I didn't come over so I can complain. But I don't want to. I don't want to be a burden on you. You were probably having such a good night until I called you and said, "Hey, can I come over? I need to vent." You did, yeah. You did want to know about the date. Well, now you know. I seem down. I'm not. I'm okay. But it's like I said, it's just the fact that I'm not really experienced makes me sad sometimes, because I'm like, what if this person, this new person that I'm dating, isn't okay with that? What if they want somebody who's experienced and somebody who knows what they're doing, somebody who isn't afraid to at least give a blowjob or something. No, I haven't. I told you I've not done anything besides kissing. Yeah, you're my best friend. I tell you these things. It's okay. Plus, you never judge me or anything. I feel comfortable with you. Oh, no, it's not because I don't want to. I'm not really scared to either. I've always been kind of curious about it, actually. But it's just the fact that I haven't found someone that I think is worth me doing that for. I mean, that's like a big thing, you know? Kissing was already big enough for me. Doing anything beyond that is so intimate. The person you're with needs to be your person. And, like, you're sharing a body, I guess. You are one when you do something like that. So, it matters, right? It totally matters. Or am I overthinking it? Am I just a hopeless romantic in a world full of hookup culture? I don't know. Well, you're a little different. You've done more than me. Okay, still, you're not inexperienced like me. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure any other girl would have loved to go in the backseat with that guy and sleep with him on the first date, but not me. It's kind of hard to find somebody who's okay with that. Someone who's okay with waiting for me to at least be ready. I mean, why don't they wait? Eventually, I'm gonna want to. I'm kind of a slow burner. I wish more people would understand that. You do. But you're my best friend. You don't see me like that. Friend zoning? What do you mean? So, if I said that I'd want to do something like that with you right now, you would be down? It's that easy for you? It's not? Well, what are you trying to say then? I am. I've always been a little curious. What's it like giving head? Not receiving, but giving. Yeah. I kind of want to see if I'm good at it or if I'm really just bad. Would you be okay with me, like, trying to do that for you? Yeah, I guess. No, don't call it a favor. It's weird when you say a favor. I feel like you're the only person I'd want to do that with. I know you know, and I don't think it would make things awkward between us. Especially because I have, like, imagined it before with you. I've never imagined doing that with anybody else. That means something, right? I know I say you're my best friend, but you're more than that to me. I've never been able to fully be myself around anybody or say all of these things that are usually TMI for other people, but with you, it comes naturally, and you don't judge me, and you're just perfect. And even now, I'm telling you that I might possibly be interested in giving you a blowjob, and you're not even like pulling your pants down, like, yeah, come on, let's get it done. You'd want to, or am I? Is this too much? Should I just shut up? Because I can totally shut up. We can pretend I never ever said that. That's insane. What do you mean, yes? You'd want me to? Yeah? Can you, like, guide me and tell me how to do it? So that I don't, like, totally suck at it or hurt you in some way? I want to make it feel good. I want to at least look like I know what I'm doing. Yeah? Okay, how do we start? This is so embarrassing. I feel like a total prude. Yeah, I do. You have such nice lips. I always thought that. I thought about what it would be like to kiss you and feel them on mine. Am I? Are you lying to me? Well, am I the good kisser or are you the good kisser? 'Cause you kiss so good. I can kiss you all night. Yes, it's those lips. Yeah. Your chest. Yeah. Does my hand feel good on your chest? Going under your shirt? I hope you pull down your pants. Fuck. Oh my god, it's... Sorry. No, that's not it. I've never... seen one? What do you mean? Is it really? Gorgeous girl like me. Well, the only dick I want to see is yours, so that's the reason I haven't. I love it. You're already so hard for me. Fuck. Just from kissing me? Lick my hand. My fingers. Okay. And then touch it at the base here. Yeah. Oh god. It does. It feels good. Yeah. And I lick the tip like this. Suck on it. Like that. Judging by those sounds you're making, I'm doing good. My mouth feels good. It's warm. And I stroke it as I suck on the tip. Yeah, I'm doing good. I want to make you feel good. Yeah, I do. Fuck, I can't believe I'm doing this. Yeah? You want me to take more of it down my throat? Yeah. Oh, it's so hot when you pull my hair like that. Into a ponytail, yeah. Yeah, grab it. Okay, here you go. Like that. Yeah. Okay. I doing good? I'm doing good, yeah. Yeah, I love those sounds you're making. You sound so good. Holy fuck. You sound so good. More spit. Yeah. Sorry, am I gagging too much? That feels good. You want more of that? Yeah? You want me to gag on it? Okay. Oh my god, wait, I love this. Oh, fuck. You taste so good. I can't get enough. Relax, I'm not a pro. You don't have to lie to me. You're wiping my tears. I don't know why I'm tearing up. Yeah, I guess. Fuck, you're throbbing. You're throbbing in my fucking hand. Oh, it's so hot. Are you getting close? You're getting close. You want me to keep going? Yeah, okay. Let's keep going. I want you to come for me. I want you to feel good, baby. Good. Yes. Yeah, baby, give it to me. Come in my mouth. Come on my lips, baby. Come in my fucking mouth. Give it to me. Give me your cum. Come for me. Come for me, baby. Come for me. God, that was perfect. Yeah, I'm okay. My knees hurt a little bit though, and my jaw. No, I'm okay. Yeah. Judging by the way your eyes are closed and your head is leaned back, did it make you feel good? I did. Oh, thank God. I was so worried that I was doing a bad job. Really? You promise you're not lying to me? Good. But to be fair, it was easy with you. I don't know why. I guess maybe I thought it would be harder, or I overthought it a little bit, but maybe it's just you. I feel so unbelievably comfortable with you. Like, this is crazy. You're my person. I know you're my person. You're the only person I ever want to do this with. And I can't wait to do it again. Next is my turn. Oh, you want to go on me? I like the sound of that. I do. Yeah, I can't wait. My chin. Okay. I'll go grab a napkin.